Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Elections 2020. Nebraskans will be asked this year when you vote three important questions regarding gambling. Initiatives 429, 430, and 431. You may ask, what are those initiatives and what is their impact? It is to have unlimited casino gambling. Did you know 429 allows 24/7 gambling anywhere across Nebraska, including your community? The proposed initiative abolishes our constitutional protection against casinos. Instead, unelected commissioners could allow gambling at any licensed racetrack enclosure. Secondly, casino gambling will increase Nebraska taxes. Casino gambling creates social costs that ruin lives, families, businesses, and communities. But gambling operators don't pay for these harms. It's you and I, the taxpayers, who do. Iowa has raised taxes since gambling moved in. Think ABCs, addiction, bankruptcies, crime. Casino state tax their citizens more heavily than states without casinos, concludes Creighton University economist Ernie Goss in a 2019 study. And finally, you often hear, keep the money in Nebraska. Is that truthful? Casinos drain money out of economies. Slots in Nebraska will just drain more money out of the state, says John E. Anderson, University of Nebraska Department of Economics. CEO Warren Buffett says it's just a big loser for everyone. You don't need more of it. When Detroit voters approved casinos to stop $500 million going across the river to Windsor, Canada, more people got hooked on gambling and gambling losses increased. Learn about initiatives 429, 430, and 431. Go to NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Let's vote your values.